This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. A report released Thursday by a UN human rights team says Russia's invasion of Ukraine has caused a dire human rights situation and led to a wide range of rights violations, including extrajudicial killings and torture that could amount to war crimes. The report, sponsored by the UN Office of the High Commissioner of Human Rights and conducted by a UN monitoring mission in Ukraine, documents the first 6 months of Russia's invasion of Ukraine from February through July. At a news conference Tuesday in Kyiv, the head of the monitoring mission, Matilda Bogner, outlined the violations that have been carried out against both civilians and combatants.
We are gravely concerned by the unlawful killings, including summary executions of civilians by Russian armed forces in more than 30 settlements in Kyiv, Chernihiv, Kharkiv, and Sumy regions. Following several field visits to settlements in Kyiv and Chernihiv regions, we've corroborated willful killings of civilians by Russian armed forces. In some cases, they shot civilians while fleeing in their vehicles, crossing the road on foot, or gathering basic foodstuffs, sometimes by snipers. In other cases, the killings amounted to summary executions.
Bogner said her team also documented cases of torture and ill treatment of prisoners of war by members of the Ukrainian armed forces. Voting is set to end Tuesday in annexation polls organized by Russian-installed authorities in four parts of Ukraine as the Ukrainian government and its Western allies reject the polls as a sham. The voting began Friday in the Russian-controlled Luhansk and Kherson regions and in occupied areas of Donetsk and the Zaporizhia regions. In some instances, Russian soldiers have been going door-to-door to order Ukrainians to vote at gunpoint. This is VOA News. Authorities in Vietnam have begun evacuating thousands of residents as the country prepares for the arrival of Typhoon Noru. The country's meteorological agency says Noru has maximum sustained winds of at least 180 kilometers an hour and expects the storm to make landfall Wednesday. Officials have closed airports at several locations across Vietnam, while local governments have imposed curfews, closed schools, and canceled public events. Noru is heading towards Vietnam after leaving a trail of destruction in the Philippines over the weekend. 8 people were killed and nearly 80,000 people were evacuated to emergency shelters as Noru triggered massive flooding and power outages in the capital, Manila, and many outlying provinces. Meanwhile, in the Western Hemisphere, Hurricane Ian has made landfall over western Cuba just hours after evolving as a major hurricane. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The Category 3 hurricane is lashing Cuba's western tip with sustained winds of about 125 miles an hour. Ahead of the storm, authorities in Cuba evacuated more than 50,000 people in Pinar del Rio province, the country's main tobacco-growing region. There, the storm is expected to bring flooding and heavy rainfall. Ian is expected to strike west-central Florida as early as Wednesday, and weather experts say it could strengthen to a Category 4 storm. I'm Donna Warder.
U.S. and South Korean officials say Vice President Kamala Harris will visit the Demilitarized Zone, or DMZ, separating North and South Korea's Thursday in a bid to show Washington's commitment to South Korea's security. The visit was publicly announced Tuesday by South Korean Prime Minister Han Duck-soo during a meeting with the U.S. Vice President in Tokyo and later confirmed by U.S. officials. It will be the first by a senior Biden administration official. It comes as tensions in the region are high. Late last week, North Korea test-fired a ballistic missile towards the sea, and there are fears the country could soon perform a possible nuclear test. A U.S. aircraft carrier is in the area to perform joint drills with the South Korean Navy this week in what Kim has called an extremely dangerous act that could drive the peninsula to the brink of war. Diplomatic attempts by the Biden administration to reach out to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have failed. The vice president is in the region to lead a U.S. presidential delegation to the funeral of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. A Spanish court Tuesday formally ordered Colombian superstar singer Shakira to stand trial on accusations she failed to pay $14.31 million in income taxes. The 45-year-old singer, whose full name is Shakira Isabella Mubarak-Rapul, rejected in July a deal to settle the case, which could mean she could have stand trial and possibly go to prison. Repeating the hour's top news story, a report released Thursday by a human rights team says Russia invasion of Ukraine has caused a dire human rights situation in the country.